Blog Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. I hope everyone is doing well tonight. This is a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone had a wonderful 4th of July weekend. Well, I took a trip to my hometown, little small town called Walterboro, South Carolina. My mom indicated to all of us, make sure that you continue to get together during the 4th. And that's exactly what I did. And many of us, of the family members, did show up. A few were not able to come this year. But we had a wonderful time, and the best part of it is eating all those good food. I had a great time. And like I say, I enjoy eating as well. So I hope that all of you had a wonderful 4th of July and everything went well for you. Well, tonight, the topic of discussion tonight will be, is the Holy Spirit tugging at your heart today? The scripture reads, As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the Son of God. Romans chapter 8, chapter 14, verse. And I also will read it from the Amplified Bible. The verse 14 says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. When your journey of faith began, you may not have all the answers you would like to have or to have before you take your first step of faith. Well, God will give us the next step. When we obey that step, He then gives us the next step and the next and the next. All we have to believe and believing that He will give us that guidance and help us to make those decisions so we will go to the next level, just like the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. There are things that we, Sheila and I, will be doing, but sometimes we also let the Holy Spirit lead us as well. There are things that we would like to do with the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, and there are things that we are planning, but we also pray and ask the Holy Spirit to show us the next step, just like our title, The Next Chapter. That is the next chapter in one's life as we go through our losses. He will lead us and He will guide us through it. So we must be obedient. That's the way it is for all of us when we walk with the Lord. As wonderful as it would be to see the whole picture before we get started. And I'm sure many of us like to see the whole crystal ball, to be able to look in and see exactly what our future is that we need to do. And I would love to do that sometime, because sometimes I don't know what the next step would be. So I would like to be able to look at that crystal ball and for God to tell me exactly what the whole picture is. But no, he won't do that. He's only going to give you a little bit at a time. He usually leads us one step at a time after we get started. This has certainly been true in my life, just like the next chapter. God had given me a vision for my life, but his instruction is moving forward. But his instruction for moving forward, that goal came one step at a time. Romans 8:14 says, again, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The word led is the Greek word ego, which describes the act of leading about an animal, such as a cow or a goat or at the end of a rope. The owner would wrap a rope around the animal's neck and then tug and pull until the animal started to follow him. When the animal decided to cooperate and follow that gentle tug, it could then be gently led to where its owner wanted it to be. I'm familiar with that because I am from the country. And many times when I was growing up, my brother, we had a mule, and he was a stubborn old mule, and my brother would have to sometimes tug him in order to get him to move. And that is the same thing what the Holy Spirit does. Today, I want to encourage you to pay careful attention to the tugging and pulling of the Holy Spirit in your heart. He is a gentle and does not force you to obey him. He prompts you, tug on your heart, and pull on your spirit to get your attention. Does that sound like some of us out there? Sometimes his tug may be also gentle that you almost miss it. But if you develop your sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, he will gently lead you exactly where he wants you to go in your life. Just a little tug. Also, don't demand that the Holy Spirit tells you the whole story first. Trust him. Remember that Jesus came, called him the Spirit of Truth. That is from John 16, 13 verse. Let me read that from the Amplified Bible. That's John 16, 13 verse. It says, when he say the Spirit of the Truth, that's the true giving spirit, comes, he will guide you into the truth, the whole and full truth, for he will not speak his word, his own message, on his authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the thing that you are to come. And that's what will happen in the future. So once again, the Holy Spirit is telling you, he'll give you one step at a time. And we have to be patient and obedient to let him lead us just that way. Sometimes he will give us the whole picture in that particular situation, and sometimes he will give us a little bit at a time. But we must have the faith to know that that's what God wants us to do at that particular time. And he will let us know one step at a time. Okay. He is the Spirit of Truth. So if he's leading you to do something, you can know he has a good reason for it. He sees and knows what you cannot see. If you follow him, the Holy Spirit will take you exactly where you will need to go and help you reach God your maximal potential in your life. As I reflect on all that has happened throughout the years of this ministry and the loss of my spouse, I realize that our testimonies is one of being led by the Holy Spirit. We give him all the glory for leading us. We weren't smart enough to accomplish everything that has been done, but the leader we were following knew of victory in all so many areas, and we were not the only one who have been led. As you look at your own life today, I urge you to make the decision to let the Spirit be your leader in every area of your life. Let him take you by the heart and give you a little tug and a pull in the right direction. Then say, Lord, I sense that you are tugging on my heart, and I'm ready to let you lead me where you want to go. I am sure many of us, each and every day, when the Holy Spirit pulls, tugs us, most of the time we don't listen. We don't want to do what the Holy Spirit says. We hear him, but sometimes we pretend that we don't hear him, and we just don't do anything. But he will definitely convict you, and he will definitely keep pulling until he sees that you're going to do what he wants you to do. I am sure many of you have experienced that, and I experienced that myself on many occasions. But now I try to be very obedient and trying to do what the Holy Spirit has for me to do. But sometimes I'm not as clear in what he wants me to do. So I will pray and ask him to please make it clear. I'm a person that you got to make it very clear to me so I can make sure that I do the right thing. So I always ask the Holy Spirit, please make sure it's clear, like almost slapping me in the face. But each one of us deal with the Holy Spirit differently, how we be obedient and hear him. Sometimes we hear him in dreams. Sometimes we hear him just sitting there meditating, and all of a sudden we get this insight and something that he wants us to do. And sometimes he sends us a messenger. He will send someone to us, and in a conversation, we'll get a message. The person will say, I think you should do this because of this. And so there's so many different ways that he shares and the way the things that he wants us to do through people, also through television shows. So there's so many different ways that the Holy Spirit will tug at you and hoping that you will do what he wants you to do. You may not see the full picture all the time, but once you be obedient and step out on faith and do what you're supposed to do, you'll see where you're going. You might not know where at the end of the tunnel where it's going to be, but just stay on the road, and I'm sure God will lead you where you need to be. Be a part of the excitement is letting God be in control of you, watching where he leads and seeing what he does through you will later give you cause for great rejoicing. You will be so thankful that you allowed him to be undisputed leader in your life. Tonight we have Tracy Lowe, who will talk with us and give us a testimony about how the Holy Spirit sometimes tugs on her and pulls on her, and whether she is obedient or not, she's going to share that with us. But one thing I do notice, Tracy, you did not click on one because you are not, I'm not able to pull you on the air. If you will go back out and yeah, there you are. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Tracy.
Hey, how are you?
Doing fine. Thank you so much for coming on to share that testimony, how the Holy Spirit tugs on you sometimes, but you don't listen, or when he does, when you do listen, share those experience with us.
Yes, ma'am. Lately, I've been tugged at a whole lot, and I'm one that I do enjoy talking to people, but I have to be very careful and mindful of who I share my story with, because sometimes it's not meant for you to share it with everybody, because some people have motives and agendas. So I have to be very careful on who, you know, I have to pray for discernment where I know who God wants me to share my story with. And lately, we've been having in our family a lot of tragedies lately. You know, I had a cousin who was fairly young. He was 26, and he committed suicide, and he left behind a wife and three small children. And that, I mean, I had debated. I wanted to stand up and say something or pull her to the side, but more or less God was pushing me more in the way of saying, standing up before the congregation and speaking. But because of the nature of the funeral, I got kind of fearful and kind of scared, and God dealt with me all that week. He dealt with me. He said, and it just was, you know, through different people were telling me, look, you can do this. You can get up and you can say this, because my main objective was to tell, you know, as family, as friends, we should be open where people can call and talk to us if they have problems. But my main objective was to tell the young lady to hold on to God's unchanging hands and to use this tragedy as, you know, to make it triumphant. Don't let it, because she's very young. She's 20. She was 24, and mm-hmm. two small kids. And I saw myself in her, but right. I wanted her to know that she was not to stop doing, and if anything, to do more. And it kind of took me by surprise when they said, okay, if you want to come up and do, you know, your remarks, everybody, you know, who wants to do remarks. And there were a lot of young people in the crowd, too. So I knew then, I said, God, I got to do it. Give me the strength. And I prayed for strength. And right. first I was a little shaky, but I got up. And, I mean, just like that, God gave me the words. I mean, the words came out of my mouth just right, on point, on time. And when I said to her that she needed to, you know, she had to step up, you know, right. and God was going to help her, because God was not going to give her any more that she couldn't handle. And I said, God gave, everybody has different, we have all different, you know, chapters and different things that's going to happen to us. But I let her know that God sometimes gives the heaviest burdens to those he knows can carry the weight. And we're going to all have different types of burdens, but that means no man, one man's burden is more heavier than the other. But this was her special walk, and it was just to encourage her to keep pushing and do more than what you would have done if he was here. Do more, because now you have two babies who are looking for you to be everything that you can be. And I mean, after that, I knew that what God was trying to tell me to do, to use this as a stepping stone to talk to other women, talk to other people. And even if they're not widows, that doesn't really just mean, oh, you know, you don't say anything to them because they're not widows either. But just to remind them to live life as if it was your last day, and hold on to the ones you love, because you never know. None of us know. And I mean, and then I had an aunt that just passed. I mean, she was told she had brain cancer in January, and we buried her 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I stood at her funeral, and my uncle, it was my father's brother, who I got up, and I said those same, in a different way, but those words too, because it was very important for him, for me to tell, because, you know, everybody can tell you, I understand, but right. Do they really? And I let him know, because you know, you have some people that say to you, oh, well, they've been married 30 years. You don't understand. And people don't understand that no one has a time limit on love and how much you love somebody, regardless if it was you're married one day or, you know, a year or 5 years or 65 years, you know, so... That's how God has been dealing with me, and I have learned to be obedient because I know that he has me going through this. This is for a reason. This is not just because, you know, I want Tracy to go through this. This is something that God has me going through, and I listen. Sometimes it's, you know, I ask him, I say, Lord, if this is what you want me to do, you give it to me and you show me and you give me the proper words and things to say, and he does just that. He's not going to lead you into the wilderness without, you know, holding your hand and without showing you how to get there and get through it. So that's basically how God has really been dealing with me, and especially in these last few months. But, I mean, he gives me the proper thing to say, and, you know, and every time. So even in other situations, just talking to people at the grocery store or at the post office. But we just have to listen. It's just listen, and he'll make it very clear. He'll make it very clear. We have to just use our minds, because a lot of things, God gives us the mind. You know, we have the mindset. We have to use it. We know who we need to talk to and who not to, you know, who to pull back from. But, yeah, that's how God has been dealing with me lately.
Oh, Tracy,
yes, ma'am.
Your testimony is so amazing, because that young lady, I'm sure you could definitely sympathize and
yes.
feel for her, because you went through that a few years ago.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are still young, and you had a little baby. You
yes,
still
ma'am.
Have a little baby, but she was only, a few months old?
Six or 7 months, about 6 months.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I am sure that when you spoke, you touched her heart. She
mm-hmm.
knew that you understood what she was going through. And it's also important that you were obedient to the Holy Spirit
mm-hmm.
and didn't let him have to tug too long.
Yeah.
And you did your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that touched her heart. And also when you did the testimony at your other relatives, God is showing you that it's not all about you.
Yes, right.
That he's going to get you through. Just like he got you through the last few years. Now
okay.
he wants you to give testimony to others that are going, and your family members that are
right.
going through the different things. And they can really see that you are real, because
mm-hmm.
they can see that you were there at one time. You
right.
are young, and you have still a young baby, and they can see that. So when you get up and speak and do that testimony, they can really relate to you, and you give them that strength to go on. Because if they said, if she can do it, I can do it too.
That's right.
And continue to reach out to them. If you want to give their name and address to the Widow Ministry, we'll be glad to send them cards or letters or whatever, or get in touch with them. Please do that. Don't
okay.
always let us know if there's someone, immediate family in your family, that you want us to pray for or whatever. Please be mindful of that. But I think you're doing a great job, and it's so wonderful that you're being obedient to the Holy Spirit, because that young lady really needs someone to have heard what you said, because to lose, to have two kids and be so young,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure she was very touched, and she could feel and know that you were someone that was sent to hear that, for you to have said those messages, that testimony to her. And that's wonderful. Keep doing what you're doing, and I think that you're doing a great job. And you,
yes,
and you have grown so much, and just believe, continue to believe that God will teach you one step at a time the way to go. We just have to be obedient and listen to him. And that's exactly what you're doing. And thank you so much for that testimony.
Thank you.
Let me see if anyone else no one else out there. We only have 5 more minutes. I wanted to say a couple more things about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a gentle and does not force you to be to obey him. He prompts you, he tugs in your heart, and he pulls on your spirit to get your attention. Sometimes his tug may be so gentle that you might miss it, and that does happen because he's gentle. I mean, sometimes he pushes a little bit harder than at times, but he's such a gentle spirit. But if we open our minds to him, we can hear him. And the next thing for us to do is being obedient to him, listening and to his tug and his pull. And thank you so much, Tracy, for being a part of us tonight and giving us that wonderful testimony. And just continue to be strong and do what you're doing.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I will also like to say a prayer tonight. Lord, I want you to lead us. Have the Holy Spirit to lead us in all that we say and do. When the Spirit tugs at our hearts, trying to lead us in a new direction, please stir in me and us the courage that we need to go. Wherever we hear you lead us, without being fearful, nervous, and concerned, that we know that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth and would therefore never mislead us. Teach us, Lord, to become fearless and be obedient to whatever you tell us to go and lead us. I know that you will make this a victory in our minds as we follow you and as you lead us. Thanking you for helping us to be bold to follow you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Continue to tune in each Tuesday from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Just know that God loves you, and so do we. I hope that you will have a wonderful week and continue to let the Holy Spirit, be obedient to the Holy Spirit when he tugs you. Try not to be fearful. Just let him work through you and speak when he wants you to speak. Have a good week and tune in next week. Bye-bye.
My testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine.
I had my share of love abuse, manipulated, and its strength misused. And I can't help but to give God glory when I think about my story. Oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know you favored me because my enemies
betrayed.
They did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today.